We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Thanks for tuning us in here on a Monday at 6:47. Three big things. Someone in California wins $447 million Powerball jackpot.
Two.
Kansas legislature adjourns, but will they return for school funding?
One.
Wichita River Festival attendance estimate released 410,000 visitors this year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic, watch for a traffic slowdown, and this is on Kellogg. It's on the ramp, actually. Exit ramp from westbound Kellogg to Tyler. The stalled out vehicle on that ramp this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and warm today with a high of 93 degrees. Look for south wind at 15 miles per hour and gusty. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 73. Tuesday, sunny, breezy, and warm. Tomorrow's high again, 93. So today and tomorrow are going to look almost exactly alike. Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees, south wind at 13 miles per hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS. Not many married couples can say they have had a sitting president attend their wedding reception, but one couple in New Jersey can rightfully claim that honor. President Trump showed up at the couple's reception this past weekend, which was being held at Trump's golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Trump posed for photos with the newlyweds, and the guests chanted USA, USA as the president left the room. Trump spent the weekend at his New Jersey club. During his stay, he held a fundraiser there for a Republican congressman.
These hors d'oeuvres are tremendous.
China's auto sales shrank for a second straight month in May amid weak demand following a rise in sales tax. An industry group, the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers, the CAAM.
Oh, the CAAM.
Yes. Yeah. Sales contracted 2.6% compared with a year earlier to 1.75 million vehicles. Of course, a lot of those vehicles are made here in the USA. It's a big market. Wall Street Friday, the S&P 500 index fell 2 points.
No.
The Dow gained 89 points. The NASDAQ declined 113 points.
No.
Benchmark U.S. crude oil rose above $46 a barrel. And adding that very intelligent commentary, of course, is Don Grant, the money tracker.
Yay.
You do real well in the morning. You know that?
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's Monday, dude.
Okay. An analyst says the average price of regular-grade gasoline has fallen less than a penny per gallon over the past 3 weeks to $2.40 per gallon. Industry analyst
Trilby Lundberg
says gas prices in the coming weeks may decline unless crude oil prices rebound quickly.
She's cute.
The average price of mid-grade gasoline
was
$2.69 a gallon.
You almost made me spit out my coffee on that one. my boss loves me.
This is very serious economic information. In a survey of the lower 48 states, the highest average gas price was in the San Francisco Bay Area, as usual, $3.16 a gallon. Lowest in Tulsa at $1.96.
Is that what Trilby told you?
That's what Trilby says right here, Trilby.
She was over for dinner last night.
Low-cost grocery chain Aldi says it plans to add more stores in the U.S.
Aldi.
Over the next 5 years, meaning more competition for traditional grocers, Walmart, and organics-focused chains like Whole Foods.
Great hummus at Aldi.
I have never set foot in an Aldi.
They're great stores.
Don't you have to have a special card to get in? Don't you have
not one of those kind of places.
I'll have to go in there and just look around sometime.
You should. There's some good deals, good healthy stuff in there.
Glad to hear that. Yeah. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted. Fear of missing out in retirement.
No, I'm going to do 2 minutes on Aldi instead.
Don Grant, CFP, yeah. The money tracker here this morning. Good morning,
okay,
Don.
Okay. Now, step aside social media acronyms, LOL, OMG, and TTYL. Future retirees are terrified of FOMO.
Uh-oh, FOMO?
FOMO.
Oh, no.
That's the fear of missing out.
On what?
Well, FOMO goes beyond the realities of retirement that I see regularly. So many workers in their 40s and, you know, to 60s have anxiety with retirement and the fear of retirement. Now, no matter what level of a security we may have about having enough assets to retire, FOMO may be the cause of delayed retirement or the inability to face the challenge of actually planning for retirement. This is where it comes from. The MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, conducts research on aging and retirement in what they call their Age Lab. It's a neat place to get research. Use it all the time. They work to improve the lives of older people. Now, research from the MIT Age Lab shows that many Americans whose balance sheets show that they are truly ready to retire fear that if they leave the workplace, they'll no longer have the connections to keep them at the vanguard of life. They fear that they won't know the hot restaurants, the social trends, the fashion, and the latest technology if they leave their jobs. Just as many of us worked hard to develop a good work and family balance, it's becoming evident that a retirement life balance needs to be struck as well. Think about how much of your life is tied to your work. You may socialize with your coworkers, or you may get exercise with a coworker by walking together at lunchtime. When you retire, will you believe that you are still, you know, you still have the authority? Do you still think that without your position at work, your words and actions will no longer be relevant to others? Well, work is actually, it's activity, people, and constant interaction with people. Now, please rest assured that there is life after retirement. There is a relevance and a stimulating activity after you pull that ripcord. However, just as you work to develop your relationships at work, your retirement plan needs to include how you will sustain the stimulation to curb the FOMO, the fear of losing out.
FOMO.
Ta-da, coming new to a theater near you. Yeah. Examine what really excites you. Research how you'll stay connected with those enterprises and organizations. Develop friends that are younger and participating in those activities. Just like everything, you'll get out of it what you put into it. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call, 634-2222.
As far as being relevant at work, Ted and I haven't been relevant at work for years.
Oh, you're relevant. Come on.
Nobody will hang out with us. Nobody wants to speak to us.
Well, it's because you go to bed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well,
that's why people don't hang out with you, because, you know, most of us have an 8 to 5. You have that second shift, I guess. Is that what you called second shift? Third shift?
No, I think we're irrelevant because nobody likes us.
No, that's not true. We all love you.
You sure?
We like Ted a little better, but we like you a lot.
I know. Adam West passing away over the weekend.
No, Batman?
Yeah.
Did you hear of it?
See, this is the way retirees can stay relevant. Just listen to Steve and Ted.
See, he had a tough time remaining relevant. I mean, I understand he went through depression because he was the man, and then all of a sudden all these other Batmen come around. He had some cameos, didn't he, in a couple of them?
I read that, he was typecast.
Yes.
There was nothing else he could do.
It's like Gilligan.
Yeah.
Gilligan couldn't get hired.
You were in Hollywood, did you ever run into him out there?
I never ran into Adam West.
I bet he was a fun guy to know.
I ran into Mannix.
Did you?
Mike Connors.
Mike Connors.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, the thing is,
I wish I'd run into Peggy, though. Ooh, yeah.
The thing is, the way Adam West, Peggy, the way he did that character was so cool. I mean,
yeah.
I loved
it. Yeah, no, he knew it was kind of a joke.
He was classically trained,
you know, but he was playing sort of a ambiguously whatever.
It's like Ted Woodward, you know, he's classically trained.
Yes.
He could be in the theater. He could be in Washington or in New York City right now.
And yet here I am.
Yet here he is, hobnobbing with a couple of screwballs like you and me.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't
know. Such a waste.
He is. Well, he's helping out the little people.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Today is Superman Day.
It should be Batman Day.
For no good reason. Today is just, I
That's
said,
wild.
I did the research. What is, just they want to have Superman Day, so.
Okay.
I like Superman.
I'm a Superman freak.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you need to get a little ring with kryptonite on it or something.
Oh, I'd love that.
You like Superman?
Then if you saw Superman, he'd have to stay away from you.
So what do you think? Do you think he and Lois Lane ever, you know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, that was a bunch of oost, a bunch of unresolved, unresolved sexual tension they kept us on the edge of our seats with for years.
You know, until I was 7 years old, I wore a towel on my back so I could be like Superman.
Nice.
Really? With your, did you tuck your T-shirt into your underwear?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get underwear right up to there.
Uh-huh. Right up to.
Sure, it was a good look.
Right up to your chin.
Okay. Oh, I was a squirrel. All right, thanks, gentlemen.
This was an odd conversation.
It was. And you started it.
I did.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Officials release attendance estimates for the Wichita River Festival. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.